Hey, Tom Gresham here. You know, we keep talking about these groups that are helping out our wounded warriors. When you have one that says, well, we're only going to work in one state, you think, well, that's kind of limited. Well, except if the state is Texas, you got an awfully big area, a lot of hunting and outdoor opportunity, and as you might expect, a lot of need in the form of wounded warriors who would like to get out, who need to get out. We had a chance to talk with Chris Gill. He is the founder of Lone Star Warriors Outdoors, and not only got a perspective on the hunting, but a different perspective on some of the value that comes from just being in hunting camp. In 30 seconds.
American Rifleman's Shotgun of the Year. Field and Stream's Best of the Best. It's being called the greatest shotgun of our time. The Remington VersaMax is torture tested and proven to cycle everything from light target loads to the heaviest 3.5-inch magnums. Plus, it comes backed with our 2-year hassle-free warranty and platinum service plan, a $200 value. Visit Remington.com/VersaMax for more details. Any load, anywhere, every time. VersaMax by Remington.
Another of the groups doing some really great work for our wounded warriors is the Lone Star Warriors Outdoors group. Now, Chris Gill has just joined us. He's the founder of Lone Star Warriors Outdoors. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing great, you?
That's wonderful. Now, tell me about Lone Star Warriors Outdoors. What is that, and how did it come about?
Well, you know, me personally, I've worked with several different organizations over the past 6 years. I'm a injured warrior from Afghanistan, 05, and went on a hunt at one point with an organization. And it just meant a lot to me, and so I wanted to kind of give back, organize a group of guys, and officially May 4th of this year, we were an official nonprofit. So it's been pretty recent, and what we're trying to do is take guys hunting, fishing, any outdoor activities, four-wheeler riding, you name it. We're trying to do is just get them back out to what they used to do.
Well, how did the original idea come about? I mean, something must have happened when you said, you know, not only do I want to go out, but I want to take some others out.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned a minute ago, I was injured in 05. When I came back, I was offered a hunt with another organization and went on that. And it really meant a lot to me. And then I was able to go back the next year as a helper. So I saw it from both ends, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this. A lot of these guys come back with PTSD, whether it's diagnosed or not, and one of the great things of just a hunt, for instance, is we get to get out, reconnect with the sport of hunting, which some of these guys haven't ever done since their injury, but at the same time, it becomes a therapy session at night when you're all sitting around talking about your stories, and it gets in deeper and deeper, you wind up talking about things that the PTSD is stopping you from talking about. So it's kind of a therapy session on my side and theirs as well.
Now, that's something I've not heard about. I've heard other people talk about taking the veterans out hunting and fishing, but nobody yet has talked about the idea of what happens when the guns are put away and everybody's in camp and the conversation starts. It's got to make a difference that you have been there, done that, and you can talk to them about it.
Yeah, it really does. I think every one of our stories are different. But just to give you an example, if I was sitting at a campfire, I guess, with a bunch of guys that put something on for me, it's easy to say that I did this or did that, but I don't break into the feelings that I'm trying to hold back from because of the fact that in order to really explain it, I have to go deeper into what I don't want to talk about. And with these other guys, and we've all kind of been through it, all we have to do is say one phrase, and we know exactly what it entails. So it allows us to really do a little more talking. And, you know, just like the groups you see local, like Iraq vets, Afghanistan vets, where they just get together and talk. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a therapy and a fun sporting event as well.
I'll be darned. So how do you get people to help out? What's the procedure for people getting involved?
Are you talking about like to volunteer?
Volunteer.
Really, the best way to do it is just go to our website. And this works for getting guys to come on the hunt as well. But just go on the website and all my contact information is there. If you're interested in volunteering, just send me an email, and we'll see what we can do. We're brand new, so we're still working out some kinks and trying to figure out where we need to get volunteers, but I guarantee you we can put somebody to work if they're interested in helping.
And it's LoneStarWarriorsOutdoors.com.
Correct, correct. And for any vets that are out there also, there's an application on the website. You just have to go to the website and choose Hunter Application. And we call it an application just because I need to know some information about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where just a little bit so I can place you into a hunt or a sporting event or whatever and kind of get an idea of what you're looking for. So that's where we get a lot of guys as well. So
now what kind of outings are you doing? What kind of hunts?
Well, we've got I've got a Southeast Arkansas duck hunt that I'm going on Wednesday. I've got a I'm taking some guys on a Wednesday. Then I'm turning right around to go to Mount Pleasant for whitetail and hogs. We've got a goose hunt coming up in February. We've got a exotic hunt in March time frame. And then we break into other things. We call ourselves outdoors. One of the plans that I have this year is to try to get some funding to get some four-wheelers and take guys out mud riding. So over in Jacksonville, we have a big fundraiser called Mudding for the Military, and I'd really like to get some guys out there and just give a day to run around and have a good time out in the woods.
Obviously, you've got to get access to property, to land, to take these guys out. Talk to me about how that works and what the reaction you get when you approach people about doing this.
You know, the interesting thing about this, I really haven't had to approach anybody yet. Most people have just come to me and saying, hey, look, I've got some land. This certain location can hold three or four hunters, and if you want to use it, you're welcome. And from what we've seen most of the time is that the landowner wants to be out there. They want to do this. They want to do that. A lot of them are just taking care of all the food, mm-hmm. making it a whole weekend. If they don't, we'll take care of it. And we just need a place to go. So most of the individuals actually contact us. And like I said, because we're new, the funding is kind of an issue as well. So we're pretty equally balanced at this point with funding versus hunting locations, but I'm always looking for more. And, mm-hmm. you know, so if you do have, there's actually a whole section on the website about land, if you have some land to go hunting on, especially here in East Texas for hogs, would be wonderful.
You've got a couple of hogs there in East Texas, don't you?
Just a few, yes, sir. Yeah, just a few.
All right, for those who don't know, it's gotten to be a very serious problem. So,
exactly.
All right. Well, now, obviously, Lone Star Warriors Outdoors, it's primarily a Texas-based organization. But that, you know, it's like saying things are limited to Texas is pretty silly because, man, you can incorporate an awful lot of country and a lot of people in that.
Exactly. On this duck hunt we have in Arkansas, it's number one, it's in Arkansas. And I got two guys coming in from, actually one guy coming in from Missouri, one from North Carolina. So, you know, we're not limited to just finding individuals in Texas. And we're not limited to hunting just in Texas. You know, obviously something real far, we're going to have the funding to get everybody there, but mm-hmm. anything's open.
Okay. So right now what you need is land, volunteers, and donations to fund the thing.
That is it.
Okay. Well, yes, okay. Tell them where the website is.
It's www.LoneStarWarriorsOutdoors.com.
Okay. And it's Chris Gills, the founder. He's the guy there. If I contact him, Chris, I guarantee you, you'll talk to anybody about helping any way they can, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely.
All right. Chris, thanks for what you're doing. It is, it's significant, it's needed, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on today.